and welcome to Comp.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm just so good. I'm so good.
Why are you so good?
I don't have a follow-up. What is going on? How is the world? I haven't paid attention much. I've been busy making my Gundams.
That's right. Yeah, you've been getting into Gundam models.
It's just, you only need glue. Gundams are like little robots.
Yeah, they're robots.
They're big robots, but they're small for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a model. That's all I have to say about that. I don't want this to become the Gundam show. But I'm making robots now. And as the world burns.
Mm.
So enjoy that.
Do you feel like it's a hard time to be making Gundam models?
I'd be like, I really envy like people who were making Gundam models, which again are like Japanese mecha robots, you know, in the 90s or the 2000s when like, you know, you're listening to like Carlos Santana play with Rob Smith from Blink 182 or whatever it was, the smooth song, You know, just like everything was fine. Yeah, we're bombing. Not if you were in Iraq. If you were in Iraq, it wasn't fun. But it was a lot of fun over here. We were listening. It's just like the ocean under the moon. It's the same as it. You know, it's just, it's really a fun time.
You tried to hard sell me on Smooth by Santana.
Well, it's just.
I told you, in passing, like, I don't, you know, particularly love the song. But, and you were just.
I was trying to get you disgusted. Into the feeling. Look, we're in a decline. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, the Great Depression was a decline, but everyone brags about being a part of it, right? No, people can't wait to tell you they lived through the Great Depression. But everyone, what does everyone do when they're there? Oh, the boomers ruined it. Oh, I can't afford a house. My kid died of starvation. Oh, I lived through the Great Depression. Want to buy me a drink? Yeah, you know, that's going to be everyone in 50 years. I lived through the Great Starvation of 2000. What year is this? 24. Want to buy me a Pixley soda or whatever? A Pixel whiskey? Whatever's going to be a future drink.
Mm.
Pixel whiskey. It's like whiskey, but it just looks like it looks digital. It's still whiskey. It's just they have a little thing with the glass where it looks like it's digital. It's got this little mosaic of artifacting.
That does sound cool.
Yeah. Honestly. Look, flying car, everyone's like, where's my flying car? That's the whole refrain, right, with sci-fi. And, like, you know, it's 2024, why don't I have a flying car? Just give me a Pixel whiskey, and I'll be happy. Can't make that happen? Pixel whiskeys?
I saw something recently that said flying cars might be a thing soon.
No, they won't. I mean, they can invent them, but, like, what? They're going to, people can't, like, get behind a friggin' Toyota Corolla without, you know, like slamming into a child. They're gonna drive a flying car?
Here it is. The New Yorker, are flying cars finally here, and it's clearly some kind of military
thing. Yeah, no, it's clearly gonna drop. It's clearly defoliating whatever's beneath it.
Yeah.
It's just there to drop like fucking Agent Orange onto like a family farm.
That doesn't look good.
Because it's not licensed.
That doesn't look friendly.
But the New Yorker wants us to pay for this? For their fake photo? Who the hell, New Yorker? Getting pagated for their fake photo. Flying cars are coming. Here's how they could change the way you travel. You're gonna die. That's how it's gonna change it. You're not gonna get there. You're gonna meet the devil. Say hello to Satan because you got in a flying car. What are you talking with this drone technology? I'm not trusting a drone technology. They're using the same. It looks like a drone. Like,
it is. It's a big drone. Yeah.
It's like one of those things that a kid like flies over like their teenage neighbor's house. Not a kid, like a guy. It's when a middle aged guy flies over his babysitter's house trying to snoop. I'm getting inside one of those. No, sir. I mean, maybe if you shrunk me down.
Mm.
See, I don't mind it. I don't mind drone technology. But if you get that Rick Moranis machine, you know, Rick Moranis, enemy of the show.
Yeah.
I've accused him of tax fraud on Twitter. Lightly. And I don't think he likes it. I think he's up on the Upper West Side somewhere last time I heard, getting clobbered by people. He got brained outside of some building on the Upper West Side, I think, a couple of years ago.
Wow, you're really trying to provoke him. I would love if Rick Moranis came back into the public eye just to fight with you.
I would love it. I mean, he's like, it wasn't even fighting. Like, why you gotta be so mean? Why? What's the problem here? I think I have my kids. Oh, moo, moo. Shut up. I saw that movie Big Daddy. Wasn't that good? Or Big Bully, whatever it was. Him and Tom Arnold.
Mm.
Moonrock. He ratted on Tom Arnold. Don't you know this movie, Big Bully?
I've never heard of it.
He ratted out Tom Arnold for stealing the moonrock.
Oh.
And so they're both teachers, like, years later. And Tom Arnold, like, you know, assaults him. It's a documentary. Anyway, point is, welcome to the show. I mean, do you think, what is this, future of, what is this? Is this the decline in cars? Read this to me. I can't read.
On December 28th of last year, the Chinese firm Ehang.
Oh, we're going to trust the Chinese firm Ehang.
It's a great start.
Yeah. No, this is great. For guides to driving your flying car, trust the Chinese firm Ehang. Step one.
Yeah, this definitely won't be the kind of thing where you can, like, choose where you go in your flying car.
Right.
There will be a flying car that takes you to jail.
Yeah.
It's going to be just a flying drunk tank.
Yeah, it's just a flying paddy wagon. They flew a completely unmanned autonomous passenger drone on its first commercial flight in Guangzhou. They were able to transport a human passenger without a pilot using 16 different rotors. And I'm sure they cared if it lived or died. or them, whatever. What's the wrong pronoun? Few rotors and fueled entirely by an electric battery.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. What's this green, I guess?
Yeah.
The battery is charged at, like, just like literally a sludge plant.
They take like a million years to decay.
Yeah. Everyone acts like batteries are just like panacea. It's like, let's charge the battery and you're plugging it into, like, you know, the Technodrome from Ninja Turtles.
There's no way this is a solution to our problem.
Right. Where's that power coming from? A bird? Are you plugging it into a bird? No, it's not green. Al Gore. It made for a much quieter vehicle than the typical helicopter, so we can use it to spy on the women. And in principle, a green one, too. I don't mean that the Chinese are like, you know, catching peaks, by the way. I meant, like, spying on dissident wives. Just to be clear. If you want to be a little more whimsical about it, let's not. Let's not be whimsical about getting to a flying car, thank you. And not totally inaccurate. You could say that China. I mean, this is not even a news thing. This is like a literally. Oh, this is Vox. This reads like it's a brochure, like from a dealership.
Mm.
You know, I feel like I'm reading a sales pitch.
Oh yeah.
You could say that China has opened a flying car service. No, you really couldn't. The Ehang. EH216S. I mean, honestly, Ehang sounds more like what it's actually going to be. It sounds like you're sentenced to be E-hanged for reading Winnie the Pooh. The Ehang can drive on a road, but it's meant to be an airborne form of transportation as easy for ordinary people to use as an automobile. Before you get too excited, here are the caveats.
Oh, there we go.
We're going to kill all of you. Before, you'll never see it, because you're going to die in the Great Purge of 2025. The EH216S boasts a range of only 22 miles. Well, that's great. How long is that? Like a minute in a plane?
Yeah, just far enough to take you to jail.
By contrast, the most popular civilian helicopter model, the Robinson R-44, thanks for letting me know, can go up to 341 miles on the tank. Well, that seems like more, doesn't it? 341 to 22. A bit more. The Ehang has a top speed of only 81 miles per hour. The Robinson... Stop comparing it to an actual helicopter that exists, idiots. I used to love Vox, but they'd make videos about J. Dilla, right? And John Coltrane.
Mm.
And now it's just like sales pitches for the Chinese Ehang Corporation. What is going on with new media? The E-Hang is certainly quieter and greener and may prove to be safer. Not that the notoriously accident-prone Robinson sets a high bar.
Oh, what? Man. How many people died in this thing?
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah.
What? They're really going after the Robinson. Wait, hold on.
This person has a bone to pick with the Robinson.
The Robinson can reach speeds of 125 miles per hour. This is, we're going back a little bit. I was skipping, but then I realized this was like a some kind of vendetta. Even carrying a max weight of 818 pounds in people and baggage. And while the E-Hang doesn't need a pilot, it can only carry two passengers compared to three plus a pilot in the Robinson. The E-Hang is certainly quieter and greener and may prove to be safer. Not that the notoriously accident-prone Robinson is sets a high bar, but we're a long way from phasing out ordinary helicopters, let alone seeing cars get replaced with little drone copters. That's how it should be read. These are the whims of a madman.
Did the Robinson kill this guy's mom?
did it crash into her head? Still, I'm happy to see the little guy flying around Gang Zhao. Why are you in Gang Zhao? Who is this? What is Vox up to? Did Vox get bought by China? Did ByteDance buy Vox.com? What happened here? And while E-Hank specifically has been the subject of some financial controversy... I'm excited to see rivals like Joby.
Oh, just going to skim over that one, huh?
Yeah. Joby, Whisk, Arrow, and Lyft's Hexa also making progress. Hexa? I'm going to get into a witch copter? What is going on? God, finish this up. I can't read this.
They serve as a reminder that some of the biggest questions about the future aren't about what's technologically feasible or economically feasible.
We had flying cars 100 years ago. Where did they go? No, we didn't. What are you talking about? I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
You want to click that link?
The technologist Jay Storrs Hall's book, Where Is My Flying Car?, has become a bit of a cult favorite in Silicon Valley circles, worried about technological stagnation. But it's at its best when answering the literal title question, why haven't we got flying cars yet?
Wait, did you have this ready, or did that you bring this up because I mentioned flying cars?
This just came up.
Okay, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not... I feel like they're listening to us.
Yeah.
Whatever. This guy wrote a book where... What kind of technologist are you if you write that book? I said it as an idiot, thing. Like, oh, where's my flying car? This guy's a technologist because he wrote that book?
Yeah.
Where's my pixel whiskey? The technologist Raymond Kump said. When they asked what the hell a pixel whiskey is, he said, it's like a whiskey, but you can see this is distortion into little pixels. Before he was dragged off to the peg. Oh, man. Make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com.
Who killed the pixelwhiskey.com?
this is a tough time to be alive. I'll tell you that much. Mm. Your next garage may house an auto gyro. Do these people know people are starving? there's a plague going around. We just got over a plague. Hey, your next house may house an auto gyro. What are you talking about?
You're really not living unless you have an auto gyro.
Does your dog have a whirlybird helicopter? Then you're not living. By the way, take this hand you one of those old-timey injection things with the two circles on the end, you know what I mean? Those big needles they use for inoculating you against AIDS. Yeah. I don't know. Thanks for helping me out there. Leave me hanging.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Look up old time. Look up old time injection needles. You're gonna feel so silly.
Ooh, I don't like needles.
The big ones with right at the end of that sentence, right with the circles at the end. No, write that right with the circles at the end.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. They're in every movie. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd never seen it before?
No, I've seen it.
So I can't describe this properly. That's what you're saying. Sure. That's the beef you have with me. I describe things like a moron. Is that what you tell your friends when you go out for Cosmos? You know, marriage, we're getting to the honeymoon phase being over. Time for Lucy to go get some Cosmos and talk about me with her friends. How I'm a moron who can't describe needles properly.
I'm not gonna do that.
Very convincing.
These things look scary.
Yeah, they are scary. Mm. I'm not going to inject you with one. Don't worry.
Were you afraid of needles as a kid?
One time, because I got hit with a needle, and then a couple years, I was like 5 years old. I didn't want to get hit with a needle because the time before the doctor, it came out of nowhere. It was like some little thing. It was like a floss container almost.
Yeah.
And he puts it up to your finger, and all of a sudden the needle comes out of it.
Oh.
And it's like, ah! And so the next time I was afraid of it.
They're supposed to do the thing where you don't even look at it, where they tell you to look at a corner of the ceiling.
This is before medicine was finalized.
Yeah.
it was still a new thing back then. You grew up in the new phase. We were slightly different ages.
The gentle 90s.
But yeah, you grew up as a slightly. By the time the 90s rolled around, I was getting ready to get drafted into the Persian Gulf War. No, I was 10. Not even. Whatever. The point is, so the next time I was really scared, like a little bitch.
I guess when you were growing up, it was just you simply hold the screaming child down and.
Yeah, my mom was really ashamed of me. She said, she brought up how ashamed of me I was. She was. Didn't seem nice.
Jesus.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Whatever. I'm Catholic. Yeah. It's fine.
It's cultural.
Yeah. Look at that cross. You want to be that guy? You want to die on the cross? You little bitch.
You think he was a little pussy when they were nailing him to that thing?
He probably said, ow. I bet he did. I bet he was like, ah, this really sucks.
I think that's the whole point, is that it hurt, actually.
Yeah, but I bet he's like, get me down. And when he finally got up there, he was like, hey, whatever happens, they don't know what they do. But before that, he was like, ah, I give up.
Yeah, when all the blood's drained from your head, it's easy to, be a
I mechanist. Support Rome and all their endeavors. From the Tigris to the Euphrates. Anyway, why are we talking about Jesus?
I'm not sure.
What are we? What's going on this morning?
We got another firebug. We got another.
What's a fire? Oh, we got another fireman.
is it also called a firebug if you do the fire to yourself?
On his show, it is. Yeah. on Come podcast, it is.
Does that count as being a firebug?
Most people do not call you a firebug if you light yourself on fire. Okay. But I endorse it. So Donald Trump's trial started this week. Do we have a recap of the trial? I heard he got scared at one point. I don't know if that's true. The media is trying to make it seem like Donald Trump, he heard his charges being listed or his criminal history being described, and he was shooken. Which I don't know if that's true. I think he's enough of a criminal that he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he seems pretty confident going into it. I don't know.
I don't think he seems like. There's nothing more. I don't know what to say, but twee about the media. It's just hey, we really got him this time. he was really afraid when we listed the charges we never held him accountable for before.
That's a great point. It's like they never learn not to approach it with a little bit of humility.
Right.
This might not go our way.
It's a sad day. This man is a president. Hello, Mr. President. Are they calling him Mr. President?
I feel like Mr. President is low key. People think Mr. President is a sign of respect.
Yeah.
But Mr. President is low key a little bit Mr. President can be kind of bitchy.
Can it?
You know, depending on how it's deployed.
Give me an example. I don't know if you're right, but give me an example. Try it. I'm the president.
Like, Mr. President, don't you think your behavior is below the office of the presidency? Like you're giving, you're overly respecting the office.
Obviously not, because I am the president, so therefore the level of the presidency is at my level.
Well, that's a great response.
Thank you. Did you go to school, or did you just, like, forge your document? Can we get a real prosecutor here? Can you read? So what's going on?
Oh, okay, I'm seeing this one. He is scared.
All right, let's look at it. It's Psaki.
Psaki on unusual signs of fear from Trump.
With each passing week, with every new indictment, we're learning
she flubbed that.
The kind of country that...
Right. You can tell she flubbed the line.
Wait, let's go back.
Let me get full. Let me get full.
With each passing week, with every new indictment, we're learning more.
Right?
Yeah.
You can tell she flubbed it.
It's supposed to be. There's supposed to be a little bit more of a pause between with each passing.
With passing week. I love that.
With each passing week, with every new indictment.
Yeah.
No. With each passing week, with every new indictment.
With each passing week, with every new indictment.
No, she's like, she got all stumbled in her head. It'll happen too quickly for her. The moron. Who is this? Who was she? The commerce secretary under Trump? The little rat? Isn't the rat who defected?
Wasn't she like the press secretary at some point?
Yeah, probably. She's just another ship jumping rat. Is MSNBC just all Trump's, like, you know, staffers?
Yeah.
Hey, I said in 2020 that he was wrong.
A country that Donald Trump tried.
If you're like
to
a family
Trump-
member, he owes money to from 20 years ago.
Yeah,
like they'll make.
Yeah,
an
who's
anchor.
That? Mary Trump.
Yeah,
Mary Trump's like.
Oh, Mary Trump. Yeah,
Mary Trump needs to shut the hell up. Shut her mouth. Okay, someone just fucking cut her mic. Mary Trump. No one cares. What did you do with Thanksgiving in 1998? Did you tell him to shut his mouth, or did you take his money like a fat bird? Yeah, real nice meal at the plaza, didn't you? You freaking rat.
Oh, man. I feel like they figured out at some point that, like, Mary Trump is not the cell that, right. You know, that we thought she was. I haven't heard of Mary Trump in a while.
She came back recently or something. This freaking prosecutor looks like he's like, wow, she's like mugging the camera.
...us into after the 2020 election. A country.
Is she the one that slept with her like her other lawyer or whatever?
Or oh. A witness? Oh, is that the woman?
I thought so.
Did she not recuse herself ultimately?
I don't know. Who can keep track?
In his mind, where democracy is no longer the guiding principle, where votes can be found even when they're not earned.
What country do you think you live in? Democracy is the guiding principle. Is that how we got in Vietnam? Is that why we did the coups?
Where the Justice Department can be used to keep a failed leader in power. But with each new indictment, the latest out of Fulton County, Georgia, we're also learning more about the kind of country that, in the face of all of that, has so far survived.
Who gave her an opinion show? Who is this woman? This is literally like North Korean propaganda. Like, I'm not like Trump's like fucking, you know, I'm not his man. I'm not Sean Spicer over here, but we can stop pretending like he like broke the seal of democracy. No, I don't even. Whatever. Are we getting to this?
Well, that's like
we're learning more about the country we still are, a Chop. Country where equal justice under law isn't some lofty hypothetical.
This type of media, it just automatically makes so much more sense when you remember that it's for dementia patients. Right. It's exclusively
it's for
dementia.
People in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for like, oh, I think the pain's getting more. Oh, where's the morphine? What am I hearing?
Democracy is still alive.
someone give me more morphine. Who the hell is Jen Psaki?
Pathetical. But actually means something, or kind of means more than anything. Donald Trump continues to learn that.
Where'd you go to school? University of Phoenix?
Lesson the hard way. After that grand jury in Fulton County indicted him and 18 co-defendants this week over an alleged conspiracy to overturn the election results.
Does that make me sound elitist? Taking a shot at the University of Phoenix.
He is now facing a whopping 90s.
I can't. No, we're not going to sift through this whole thing. This is nonsense. Take this off. We're not watching this. I don't care what. He's not scared. They're lying.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not going to watch an hour of Jen Psaki to get the one audio blip. Enough. Man, so man, a man, so if someone says, obviously, this ceremony, this justice ceremony of a trial has been is very sanctimonious, but the sanctimony has been broken. The seal of justice has been broken by a man setting himself on fire outside the courthouse. What happened here?
This is sad, but a man.
This is sad.
A man set himself on fire on Friday outside the Lower Manhattan courthouse where former President Donald Trump is on trial. Pix 11 News confirmed.
Pix a whiskey, so.
Pix a whiskey confirmed. The man walked into the park around 1:30 p.m., opened a book bag, and threw pamphlets containing conspiracy theories into the air. Looking. Well, we'll be the judge of that, whether it really...
Scroll back up. I hit a button and scrolled ahead.
Where is this guy?
Whatever. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see. We'll look up his picture in a second. But he does. You're right. Like he doesn't look like what I would have expected.
Is that him? Wow. No.
That's
the
not
picture
him.
The picture was better, but now he just looks like someone we know. You know what I mean? So, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Don't worry. There's no inside joke. You wouldn't get it anyway. Fan listeners.
The man walked into the park around 1:30. Threw pamphlets containing conspiracy theories into the air. According to NYPD Chief of Department James Madry, police said he used an alcohol-based accelerant to light himself on fire.
Pixel whiskey. I'm just trying to get my Pixel whiskey out there.
Pixel whiskey is going
to... Not Pixel whiskey. Pixel whiskey.
Pixel whiskey. Is going to be the brand for setting yourself on fire.
I mean, look, that's not something we're proud of.
Yeah.
But if it just shows you how strong, it's a good value. Yeah. You get a lot of whiskey for your money.
Pixel whiskey. Just try hear this. See how it sounds.
Yeah.
Pixel whiskey. The self-immolation libation.
That's cute. I think it's a little cheeky for the trial lawyer judges.
Yeah.
They might get a little, I feel like this. Strong enough to set yourself on fire, tasty enough to drink. piss whiskey. there is a variant that we don't make. There is a copycat thing called piss whiskey. That is not affiliated with us.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with
us. It's a separate corporation I own. But it's nothing to do with this business.
It's a separate corporation for selling knockoff Pixel whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's the industrial runoff.
Somebody's going to make a knockoff Pixel whiskey. You want to get to it before the Chinese do.
The Chinese already have, piss whiskey. It's just, yeah. They just call it, Jim Beam or something. It's just a bunch of guys pissing into a jar. I love China, but like they have a great cultural heritage. But there's also a lot of copycat, criminals over there.
Mm. Yeah.
If we had the lax regulations they do, we would, it's just circumstance.
Sure.
So, but they happen.
I'd be ripping shit off.
Yeah.
All
they,
the time.
But they happen to be the ones making piss whiskey right now.
A witness told...
This man's alive, right? We're not denigrating the dead?
No, he's alive.
Good.
Yeah.
I want to have him on the show. I'd like to tell this guy, you can reach people through the Come Podcast. You don't need to set yourself on fire. It helps.
Yeah.
It helps, but you don't have to.
A witness told Pixel Whiskey News that they were standing next to the man when he poured a flammable liquid on himself. Told her to stand back and then lit himself on fire.
He's just ripping off
what a gentleman.
He's just ripping off our budge wire. This could hurt someone.
The witness said he made statements of a political nature before the incident.
Really?
Political. Really political.
Vote Joe Lieberman.
He's like, I think Pepsi's better than Coke.
People rushed over and doused him with a fire extinguisher from where? Where'd they get a fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
What's that? Where'd that come from?
That's a good point. Why was there a fire extinguisher just on hand?
It's a fake. It's a fake. This isn't real.
This is like...
None of this is real.
This is to discredit the real self-emulators.
This is all a big fucking scam. Everything you're watching is a scam. I'm sorry. Sorry to break your bubble, but Pix 11 News isn't exactly the newspaper of record anymore. I think it might have been compromised. I can't know for sure, though.
Because you remember that recently there was a guy who self-immolated over the Israel-Gaza stuff.
Sure, that was real. All these things are totally real.
You don't think it's possible that that was real, but then this is like to kind of like discredit that? Like this, like, you know.
No, well, it's all fake. It's all just like that thing like in Russia where it's like, we make an opposition party, but you know, it's fake, but we tell you we were doing it, mm-hmm. but you don't know what's real.
Yeah.
We're just not as good at doing that stuff. This all just seems messier. We're like a messy girl.
Also, like, I feel like people setting themselves on fire, like, it generally makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you also don't. Stop doing it in New York City. No one cares in New York City. I'm not saying, like you know, oh, like, they're just so hard and grizzled. It's more like they're just so beaten down. Like, they're paying, like... You know, we're looking for a new apartment. Hey, you want to spend $3,000 for like a studio apartment that has no lights? You really care about a man on fire anymore?
Mm.
No, it's not. It's not like we're not streetwise. We're just getting assaulted all the whole time.
Yeah,
we're all just victims. herded around a city they can't afford. Yeah. Hey, you want to buy some Fendi? No, I want to buy some food for my child. Fendi! I don't even know what Fendi is. What is Fendi?
I'm not sure. It's a luxury clothing brand?
I think they're bags, right? Fendi bags?
Yeah.
Want to buy... Is that even nice? I don't even know. Want to buy Coach? What's nice? Michael Kors?
I'm not sure.
Give me a Kors bullet, will you? Right in the head.
What's the big bag right now?
The Michael Kors bag? It's a feed bag. My point. So people don't care about self-immolation in the city of angels.
Mm.
Wait, we're the city of Satan. What are we? Look at me.
Yeah, we're the city of Satan.
Right.
There's. Oh, okay. Sorry. I. The only reason I didn't respond is because I just saw that he's not dead, but he's probably gonna die.
Oh well.
So sorry. Can we get him on the show?
Well, I mean. He did them. I mean, I didn't do it. You see me with a bottle of fire fluid going like, wee! No, that wasn't me. That was some other fat guy.
Well, you know, it's like you're probably not in your best mental state. You know, it's
Am I my best mental? Do I seem like a guy in my best mental state? I keep it together, though. I don't light myself on fire.
Yeah.
I have things to say. I say it to a podcast to fewer and fewer people.
Yeah. Police have identified the individual as 37 Max Azzarello.
Whatever.
So
we didn't even get his name right.
So this is the pamphlet that he released into the air.
Yeah, let's make his death worth something.
Azzarello identified himself as an investigative researcher and said he set himself on fire to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. He referenced a conspiracy...
The flying car.
His letter referenced a conspiracy theory related to the United States government and its allies.
Is this just the plot of National Treasure?
Which allies?
Wait, we have allies? The Polish? The British and the Poles.
It just seems strangely vague. You know?
I mean, for the Iraq War, I think we literally had like the Brits and then like Australia or New Zealand or some shit. We don't have a lot of allies anymore.
There's no way that isn't Israel, right?
Right. Hell yeah. But they didn't help us invade Iraq either, did they?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think they backed us that much on that.
When did they pitch in?
Yeah.
Why are we always fighting their wars? How do you fight our wars? Why don't you go invade Afghanistan for us? You can't fight the Afghanis? Israel? You know, like, it feels a little one-sided.
Mm.
I feel like Israel should be able to take Afghanistan, right? It's much better. We give them a lot of good weapons.
Yeah.
Why aren't they fighting any wars for us?
So this is one, I guess, what part of his pamphlet. These claims sound like fantastical conspiracy theory, but they are not. They are proof of conspiracy. If you investigate this mountain of research, like a bunch of research?
Wait, that's not proof then.
Did he have like a stack of papers?
Yeah, I don't understand. Did he have like a footnote? I think they're hyperlinked or something.
If you investigate this mountain of research, you will prove them too. If you learn a great deal about Ponzi schemes, you will discover that our life is a lie.
This is a guy who thinks everything's a Ponzi scheme. There's other types of schemes, you know. It's like, yeah, Ponzi schemes are a big one, but it's also like just dipsy doodles. There's hoodwinks. Yeah.
there's bamboozling.
There's smash and grabs.
Yeah.
This is everything's a Ponzi scheme to this guy.
Imagine if his entire reason for doing this was like Social Security is unsustainable. We're like, yeah, we know.
It's not worth burning yourself.
Yeah, don't burn yourself over it.
The man did not breach. Oh, we're very concerned, Madrid said. This man did not breach security. Whatever. I don't care.
If you follow this story.
So this has nothing to do with Trump.
Mm. No, it doesn't seem like
it. They're saying he's mentally unstable, but he's actually better at like marketing than we are. Because he saw like an opportunity, like, oh, there's going to be a lot of people at the Trump trial. Let me get my thing out there. You know? Let me get my gimmick. So I don't think he's that crazy. I think he's savvy.
Mm.
Maybe he didn't mean to die. You know, I'll get burned a little bit, but I'll heal up, and then my ideas, you know, they'll be. And then he used too much of the lighter fluid, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe picks 11. Maybe picks 11. You know, finish the job.
Why not just
for a better
burn,
story?
Just burn your arm. That sends enough of a message.
Yeah, just go, ow!
Yeah.
Ow! This really hurts!
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're still screaming, you're still on fire. It's actually more impressive.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you set yourself on fire, you know you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But you set your arm on fire, like, this is just going to be a nasty burn.
Right.
There's nothing worse than the day after burn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, once the adrenaline kicks, you know, dies down.
Terrible.
Really.
If you follow this story and the links below, you will discover the rotten truth of post-truth America. You will learn the scariest and stupidest story in world history. And you will realize that we were all in a desperate state of emergency that requires reaction.
I mean, besides the fire?
Yeah.
Besides him being on fire?
Besides him. To my friends and family, witnesses, and first responders, I deeply apologize for inflicting this pain upon you.
This sucks.
That's nice.
This is not good.
No.
But yeah, it's just, you can't just set yourself on fire. It's got to be more than that. You can't just be like, look at my eyes. I know you think this is horrible, but this is actually really smart. Like, you know, you got to bring more to the table than just being dead.
Yeah, like when that Tibetan monk set himself on fire.
Well, at least he
that was the craziest shit anyone had ever seen.
Well, at least he collaborated with Rage Against the Machine. You know? I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're going to team up with, well, yeah, if you're going to be on the cover of a Smashing Pumpkins album, then, yeah, you don't have to have as coherent of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, otherwise. And did those Tibetan monks end the Vietnam War? No.
I believe so.
No, I think that was more just the general quagmire of it all.
Yeah.
Not the monks. No, monks are just self-righteous idiots like everyone else. Stick to making, you know, beer. Right? And chants. Enough of this crap. Oh, I'm going to end the war. End it. These monks have been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
I see tons of wars. What do they do? Get off their asses. Self-righteous, pious idiots. Enough. Oh, I'm enlightened. So help me out here. Pay my rent. You're so enlightened. What are these monks for?
Yeah, well, it's a spiritual pursuit, you know, more than a material one.
I'm sick of it. I don't need it. All right? I need money. Pay my rent. The rent is too damn high. What happened to that guy who had the gloves? Jimmy something. The rent's too damn high.
Oh, he's right. Yeah.
He was a candidate in New York, I guess, or a presidency. I forget. The rent's too damn high. Yeah. Jimmy McMillan. We need Jimmy McMillan back.
Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on. What's going on here with the... We passed the war bill?
Yeah. That's... What's going on there?
Nothing's coming up. Oh, here we go. The House to vote on... Wait, did they vote or not vote? This is two votes. Did they pass it?
Maybe the Senate passed it?
I don't know. They're going to vote on critical aid for Ukraine and Israel. What? Well, they don't get enough. That's good.
Yeah.
So Ukraine's like still fighting, but I've heard they're not doing well. I'm not trying to be the naysayer, but I don't think they're going to beat the Empire of Russia.
You think they take the whole thing?
I don't know. What, the whole Ukraine?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, the whole piece. What am I? Am I Henry Kissinger? I don't know, but we gotta get more money, though. I'm fine. Can I get a little though? Can I get a slice? Can I get like a few thou? A few thousand? How many? Just give me a Scud missile or whatever. I'll sell it on eBay. I'll sell it to the Ukrainians. How about every American gets to be an arms dealer for a day? Let them get a piece. Let them get a taste. You know what I mean? That's all. We're not saying to let democracy run free. I'm not saying, you know, oh, why doesn't the Constitution, like, you know, reign supreme? Just let me get a taste.
That's reasonable.
You know, let me sell a fucking Scud missile.
It can't be that hard. You
How
know?
Hard it's can like- it be? Hey, you call up Ukraine. Half these people are in the war, right? They're drafting old ladies, probably. If they're not, they're stupid. That's why they're losing. I'll tell you right now, here's why you're losing. Half your people aren't fighting. Women, children, the elderly. They can't hit a button. These things are all buttons nowadays. I mean, some of it's guns and swords. Is it swords and shields? Sell some swords and shields.
As long as there's a remote, as long as it's remote, kids can do it.
Honestly, here's what I would do. I would sell them swords and shields. Nothing scarier than a bunch of guys. I mean, you still have to have machine guns providing cover fire. But then you go in a bunker and a bunch of guys with swords and shields storming at you?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be crazy.
What if we made, like, five-year-olds remote drone operators?
I believe they're doing that. I think that's happening. I mean, they're training them. That's what Call of Duty is all about. They're training you to be a soldier.
It seems better than having a grown person do it, because a grown person understands all the implications.
I don't think they do.
But it's
like, I mean, I'm not trying to denigrate the armed services, but I'm not sure they do.
Well, theoretically, they can.
They don't act like they do. They don't act like they understand the implications. They seem to just blow up goat farmers. I mean, I'm sorry. Am I wrong here? I'm not trying to denigrate anybody.
Yeah.
But you're describing the plot of Toys, the Robin Williams film, which you didn't even want, you were so bored by, you didn't want to finish.
I wasn't bored by it. I liked it.
You hated it.
I thought that, you know, it was a little, some of it was a little grating.
the part where they made children into soldiers?
Yeah, like it seemed a little busy. Like it didn't seem like it really knew what it wanted to do as a movie. But
I feel like, all right, I feel like that's what they wanted to do.
But some of the sets were amazing.
Okay. You didn't like it. You made me turn it off. The quartet of bills will be voted on individually. If they pass, they'll be sent to the Senate in one package. The move has bitterly divided the GOP and fueled threats to the Speaker's job. How about you just threaten the Speaker? I mean, these Marjorie Taylor Greens and the other ones, I'd respect them more. They're yahoos, but they're not really yahoos. That's the problem.
Mm.
Why don't they threaten violence at the Speaker? Like, I'm going to come at you with a blunderbuss.
That's what, I mean, that happened. Do you know about, like, the anecdote about before the Civil War, the caning? Like, Charles Sumter getting caned?
No. I don't think so.
There is like a there is a Southern congressman who beat the abolition who beat Charles Sumter in Congress with his cane.
Really?
Yeah, like kind of like really really beat him bad.
Is that why they call it Fort Sumter? Isn't Fort Sumter where they started the Civil War?
I don't think it's related.
That's his daddy.
He may have been related to the person or Charles Sumner.
Oh, Sumner. Okay. Yeah. So an abolitionist beat him with his cane. That helped. Didn't seem to help the cause.
No. Like he beat up the abolitionist.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
And that didn't start the Civil War. I feel like that would start the Civil War.
It didn't help. It definitely didn't help.
What's the story? So tell me the story.
Yeah, I'll just bring up Charles Sumner caning.
Wow.
Yeah, the caning of Charles Sumner.
So Sumner was the abolitionist.
So Brooks was the Preston Brooks.
Okay.
Was the Southern Democrat.
Okay.
And
the Democrats, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah,
On the afternoon of May 22nd, 1856, Brooks entered the Senate chamber with Keitt and another ally, Representative Harry A. Edmondson of Virginia. They waited for the galleries to clear, being particularly...
Hold on. I think you scroll back up. I think this paragraph is actually... Brooks said that he concluded that since Sumner was no gentleman, he did not merit honorable treatment. To Keitt and Brooks, it was more appropriate to humiliate Sumner by beating with a cane in a public setting. This was planned.
Yeah.
I think it's more appropriate if we beat him with a cane.
This is like super premeditated. They were like, this guy is just a human animal. They waited for the galleries to clear, being particularly concerned there be no ladies present to witness what Brooks intended to do.
lest their panties be made sullied.
he confronted Sumner as he sat writing at his desk in the almost empty Senate chamber. Mr. Sumner, I have read your speech twice over carefully. It is a libel on South Carolina and Mr. Butler, who is a relative of mine. Brooks calmly announced in a low voice. As Sumner began to stand up, Brooks beat Sumner severely on the head before he could reach his feet, using a thick gutta percha cane.
I love gutta percha cane.
Gotta, when you gotta beat a motherfucker, you gotta use gutta percha. Using a thick gutta percha cane with a gold head. The force of the blows so shocked Sumner that he lost his sight immediately.
Like he's blinded?
Was he blinded by it?
I don't know.
I no longer saw, this is a quote from Sumner, I no longer saw my assailant nor any other person or object in the room. What I did afterwards was done almost unconsciously, acting under the instincts of self-defense. Wait, did he actually fight back? I thought he just kind of curled up in a ball.
Well, that's what he means.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, he's not man enough for you. Oh.
It just seemed like he was suggesting that he was like...
He didn't do Krav Maga.
He flew into a violent rage or something.
No, he didn't do Krav Maga. He just rolled up into a ball and said, please stop hurting me.
Because usually when people are like, I just went into pure instinct mode, like it's like they're talking about like...
No, this is not the bravado of like the 20th century. This is back when like people were like, look, this is really, this is also a time when people would just kill you.
Yeah.
Much more... fluidly from like, you know, a man in the Senate might just, you know, they dueled each other. So he's not that ashamed of being like, no, I rolled up in a ball. He's fine.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's all sickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do? I rolled up in a ball like he has one was meant to do.
Sumner was knocked down and trapped under the heavy desk that was bolted to the floor.
Sumner stumbled and reeled convulsively. Oh, Lord, he gasped. Oh, near the end of the attack. Sumner collapsed unconscious, although shortly before he succumbed, he bellowed like a calf, according to Brooks.
This guy is such a piece of shit. he's making fun of his beating victim afterwards. That guy was bellowing like a calf.
I mean, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I would.
If you beat a man with a cane, he started like making weird noises. You repeat them. What's the point of beating a man with a cane otherwise?
Brooks,
I'm not saying I'm on this guy's side. I'm just saying, like, let's not look. He was wrong because he was a slaver or whatever.
Yeah,
not because he hit a guy with a cane and enjoyed it. That's just, you know, you beat your, you like hitting your enemies. That's just natural.
Brooks grabbed the falling Sumner, held him up by the lapel with one hand, and continued to lash out on at him with the cane in the other. Jesus Christ, this is like this was a bad beat.
What did this guy say to him? We should have started there, maybe. Yeah. And Keith, who brandished his own cane and pistol and shouted, "Let them be and let them alone, goddamn you, let them alone." Let's scroll back up. What did this guy say? Like, what did he say about South Carolina? According to Mishnah Sinna, Sumner had been ridiculed and insulted by both Douglas and Butler for his opposition to the fugitive slave law. And that's the one where, like, if a slave escapes, other states have to, like, help out and get them back.
Other states can basically send, like, slave catchers up to the north, right, to, like, go to come to bring them back.
Right. But I think you're also, like, I think the fugitive slave law said, like, you had to,
were you? Yeah, like, the courts would cooperate with them.
And the Kansas-Nebraska Act, with Butler crudely race-baiting Sumner by making sexual allusions to black women, like many slaveholders who accused abolitionists of promoting interracial marriage. So sexually charged accusations were also part of the abolitionist lexicon. What's the Butler's first response? What did he actually say?
Abolitionists routinely accused slave owners of maintaining slavery so that they could engage in forcible sexual relations with their slaves. Where's the lie? But Douglas said during the speech, "This damn fool is going to get himself killed by some other damn fool." I guess
who got attacked? Sumner got attacked, right? Oh, so Sumner charged accusations were also brought. Okay.
So Sumner may have said, like, what are you fucking...
Wait, but he'd been ridiculed and stuff about opposition. Okay. Okay, so, but, all right. So usually abolitionists would say, "Oh, you have sex with slaves. That's why you're slavers." And so this guy said to Sumner something like that.
Mm.
But I still don't get what Sumner said.
Yeah. Say anything?
What got him to Canaan?
Sumner's mocking this guy, Butler.
Okay, is Butler the guy who attacked him? Or Preston Brooks did?
Brooks attacked him.
Well, I guess Brooks is a pussy. So, I mean,
maybe they're in a gang together.
Butler's a pussy, probably. So Sumner also mocked Butler's speaking ability, which is impeded by a recent stroke. Well, that's not cool. He teaches nothing which he does not disfigure with error. Sometimes of principle, sometimes of fact. He cannot open his mouth, but out there flies a blunder.
Damn, brutal.
Yeah, you don't say shit like that without getting caned in the mouth. I'm telling you that much. You can't make fun of a stroke victim. I mean, you're going to get a little cane. What was it called again? A Gupta? Something Gupta cane? Salty Gupta? No, the cane.
A salty, a preta, oh God, let's go. I got to go back to this
cane. No, a preta Gupta. That was a preta Gupta.
Gutta percha.
Yeah.
Gutta percha.
Gutta percha. The tree is a genius. I don't know. It's probably a tree that has a huge bug flying over it. If I know the South, they love their huge bugs.
Ooh.
Verdict guilty. Well, that's a crazy story.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, right. So they passed a bill. I mean, why does Israel need more? How many weapons are we giving to Israel? They're not like Ukraine. They're like a mechanized culture, aren't they? Don't they make their own guns and stuff? The Desert Eagles.
Yeah, that's an Israeli gun.
Why do we have to give them all these guns?
Yeah. Like at a certain point, you learn from us. You start making your own.
Yeah, I feel like Israel's been doing this a while. Like Ukraine's like, you know, they just became a country in 1990 or something. Either way, can we just stop? I just want to sell the guns. I just want to sell a little bit. Can I sell an anti-aircraft array? Just one. I bet the commission of one sale. I could pay my rent for years. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone should get a little taste. Just skip the middleman. Mm. Just pay my rent. What's going on?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad compromise.
I'll let you go invade anyone. You want to invade, you know, I don't want to start naming countries to invade, but, you know, England. How about we invade England? What are we doing here?
If every American personally financially benefited from weapon sales, we would get so much crazier, so much faster.
I mean, honestly, the one country we have a legitimate gripe with, England. They really treated us like dirt. The what was that? The Boston Massacre? Mm. That thing we juked up?
Right.
We're throwing rocks at soldiers and they fought back. And it may seem like a big problem. Let's get revenge for the Boston Massacre. Sell a few. Let me sell a tank. One tank. If I could sell one tank and go, oh, would you have a tank? No, you make me the middleman. That's all we are. We're middlemen. I guess that's why I have to run for Congress. That's the whole point of being in Congress, so you can become a middleman.
Yeah, I mean, you should run on that platform, see how far you get.
Honestly, I mean, this guy, this speaker, I mean, what's his name again? Mike Floyd? Jim Decree? Who knows? Who knows who the Speaker of the House is?
Yeah, Mike Johnson?
Mike Johnson. He said, I heard at one point, he said, like, I don't care about, because he had to do all this maneuvering, and the Republicans are mad at him, basically. And he is like, well, I don't care about my political future. Well, like, obviously, because, like, you know, the whole, you're doing it. This is your political future. This is the whole, it's all leading up to this. Make one big sale.
Yeah.
You know, and then retire. You're making your big sale here. He's going to get a lot. You don't think he's going to get a ton of commission off this? I mean, literally, something. He's going to get a lot of back end on this. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. This guy is going to get well off this. He's making money. I mean, he's pushing through two huge arms sales. They're going to take care of him on the back end.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Or clip him.
I saw that Rashida Tlaib, I think that this was a recent thing. Rashida Tlaib tried to introduce a bill that was like, that would ban lawmakers from making money off of defense bills. Like, good luck.
Goodbye. Rest in peace. I hope you don't go outside, please.
That's sweet.
Don't go outside. I mean, I've had any, yeah, this is a good point. There's no chance of it passing.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason they don't, like, do anything to her. Like, no one's going to touch her because, like, yeah, let's just laugh at her. It's like trying to pass a bill to, like, not screw the poor. Like, what? What are you talking about? I mean, she's probably making money off this. It really is just like who, like, you know, what's her grift? Because everyone's got a grift. There's no one in Congress who doesn't have a grift. Bernie's got, like, you know, Bernie has like a 15 story palatial estate in Abu Dhabi, right?
He does. That's what
some people say that. No, no, he does. I don't think he does. I mean.
Some are saying.
Some are saying. You think Bernie would? Who do you think Bernie could take a canyon?
Oh God, no! No, he would die immediately.
Someone's gonna cane Bernie.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been I mean, is there anything else? There's also a surveillance bill.
That's right.
That's part of this.
Senate passes surveillance bill despite contentious debate over privacy concerns.
So it's the Senate. So it's something separate, I guess. That's nice. So they're going to use their little Gangzhou helicopters to spot snoop on us?
Yep.
I understand. He doesn't understand about surveillance. It doesn't seem very safe. We've had the Patriot Act for like 24 years now. And I'm still afraid of getting brained on the streets. Right?
Right.
Well, I'm gonna speak. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but I feel like we're the only country where, like, it's a police state, it's a surveillance state, but, like, it's not safer.
There's no way in which it's safer. Like, yeah. it's not. Look, I guess the argument might be that having a giant surveillance state actually doesn't make anybody safer.
I feel like North Korea is safer than us. I feel like you're less likely to get mugged in North Korea. Now, maybe it's because no one has any money over there. But I digress. Mm-hmm. I feel like East Germany during the Cold War was safer. I feel like the Stasi, you know, I don't feel like you were the mug someone in front of the Stasi. You know?
Right. Well, not in front of them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, but you're always in front of them is the point.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole point is supposed to be like a panopticon, but not a pornopticon. We just have this thing where it's like...
At least,
excuse me.
In some countries, it seems like you have to do a little more legwork in terms of, like, you know, bribing the Stasi.
I'm just saying the whole thing. The reason I say porn, you don't get the pornopticon line,
yeah,
because they're just watching us.
Yeah,
for the hell, we're just on OnlyFans. Right. The whole thing is one giant OnlyFans. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, we have a Patreon you can sign up for if you like, and we get extra episodes every week, $5 a month. I think it's a pretty good deal. If you don't, then don't sign up. And it's still fine. But you could. Otherwise, maybe you like and subscribe, right? You hit the like button, subscribe button. That helps, supposedly. They say that helps.
Yeah, it helps.
They say it helps if you like and subscribe. I don't know. I'm not a tech wizard. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.